I went to fill up at the pump this morning. It was close to $100 to fill up 16 gallons in my Dodge Challenger. Now, for full transparency, it does only take premium, so part of that's on me. But the Washington State Democrats claiming none of this is their responsibility at all is absolutely insane when they're the ones who passed the carbon tax, which is now shooting prices through the roof. If you've been to a gas station recently, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Joining us now on the KVI studio line, driving his way, burning that gas, which the Democrats are taxing, Republican Senate Minority Leader John Braun. Thanks so much for being with us today.
Hey, thanks for having me on. It's always a pleasure.
Great to have you here. So I've been getting into it with certain people on social media because they keep saying, I mean, even news outlets like King 5 are saying, oh, no, this isn't raising the gas prices. That's because of greedy oil companies. Is there any truth to that?
No, that's complete baloney. Look, it's really simple. They raise the cost of manufacturing and distributing petroleum products. And that cost, not surprising to anyone, is getting passed on consumers. Anyone who's saying otherwise or claiming otherwise, either A, is being dishonest, or B, has absolutely no idea how economics work.
So I've been comparing this to property taxes. The Democrats will raise property taxes in a municipality, and a lot of the renters will be like, yeah, suck it, landlords. You know, we don't like you anyway. Take the taxes, and don't realize that the landlords aren't just going to pay them. They're going to roll over that price onto the tenants, and then these people literally just voted to tax themselves. Would you say that's a fair analogy for what's going on here?
It absolutely is. It's fundamental. If you raise the cost of delivering anything, whether it's a place to live or fuel for your car, if you raise the cost of producing that and delivering it, it's going to get passed on to the consumers. That should be no surprise. And they see it every day, all day, anywhere they go. And just to put it in context, and this is what I don't get, like if we're making a state budget, we decide we're going to add additional services, of course it's going to cost more. And therefore, they embrace that. Wow, it's cost more. We got to raise taxes. Look, what's the difference? We are raising the cost of making petroleum products. That cost is absolutely going to go to the consumer, and the consumer is going to suffer. And here's the worst part of it is they claim to care about the people living, on the edge, people that are on the margin. But this is a hugely regressive gas tax that was always going to land on the back of the consumer.
So let's go through this for a second, because last time I checked, the Democrats claim they care about the working class, the working poor, the middle class, the lower class. And yet a lot of them need gas to drive because they're doing blue collar jobs that require trucks. Were there any carve outs or exemptions proposed that got rejected? Because I assume this is hurting our farmers, which means our food costs are going to go up as well.
Well, you hit on a really controversial item is in the bill. It actually exempts the ag industry and the maritime industry and the Department of Ecology. It says in the bill, in the law, they're responsible for finding and creating the exemption program for these industries, and they have not done their job. In fact, they say now that they're going to get to it, but they've virtually refused to make it so the average farmer, certainly the fleets that they go out for fishing, have a terrible time being exempt from this charge. It's 100% dereliction of duty by the Department of Ecology.
Something else I found interesting, isn't there some kind of exemption for airline fuel, for airplane fuel, something like that? Is that so that Jay Inslee doesn't have to pay as much for the gas for his private plane?
I mean, he doesn't actually have a private plane, but he does fly a lot, and absolutely, you're 100% right. It exempts airline fuel in the current form. So, I mean, this is a classic case of government wanting to pick winners and losers, and not surprisingly, they're going to pick the winners that suit their needs, not the ones that fulfill the needs of the average Washingtonian.
We're talking with Senate Republican Leader John Braun regarding the Democrats' gas tax that's going on right now. So I assume the Democrats are taking the teeth from anybody who realizes what's going on by the fact that they're pushing back on social media means they realize they're about to have this hung around their necks. Has there been any discussion of a special session calling anybody back to fix this kind of thing, or is it just radio silence from the Democrats?
Oh, no, they don't want to come back to session. They don't want to talk about this at all. They just want to keep their head down and not, and where they can, they'll obfuscate and try and keep the blame from landing where it should around their necks, because they're the ones that did this. They're the ones that insisted this had to be done to reduce carbon. What we're going to find out, what we are finding out right now, is A, it's not a very effective policy for reducing the carbon emissions, and B, it's enormously expensive, and particularly expensive for the working class Washingtonians.
Right. I mean, our gas prices are now the highest in the U.S., higher than California's, show no sign whatsoever of coming down. And what's all this money going towards?
That's another great question. Here's the other thing. This has always been expensive. It's always going to land on the backs of regular Washingtonians. But it's turned out we've had two auctions now. The prices, I think just over three times what it was expected to be. And that's not really an accident. It's because the bill was poorly written and it can't tap into the larger market in California. So companies are paying a premium for these carbon emission certificates. And that price is going, that cost is going to the consumer. At the same time, we now expect to get almost $4 billion extra money into the state coffers because of this program. And what are we doing with that money? Well, what we should be doing is providing other tax relief. If we're really going to do this, and I don't think we should be, if we're really going to do it, we got to take those proceeds and provide other tax relief for Washingtonians. But there's no interest in that by the Democratic majority, none at all. They just want to keep that money and spend it for their interests, doing things that, in my estimation, are rarely going to result in less carbon emissions.
Right. So it just means more money to go to whatever special projects they want, and it's not actually going to benefit anybody here in Washington. It's just them making money off you. So as I say all the time, my friends, if you voted for a Democrat here in Washington for the Washington State Legislature, you owe me gas money. If you voted for Joe Biden, you owe me gas money. That's where we're going to leave it. Senate Republican Leader John Braun, thank you so much for joining us today. Really do appreciate it.
Bet. Thanks for having me on. You have a good day.
You as well. We got a whole lot more to discuss as the show continues. You're listening to the Ari Hoffman Show on Talk Radio 570 KVI.